Alright, what is up, Anchor? This is the Spoon of Consciousness radio call-in show. I still don't know what I'm calling it. But hey, we're having a good time because it's Tuesday Truth. And today is 7 ways to recognize when you are living through the ego. So before we dive right into this topic today, I just want to give a huge shout out to everyone who's been following, liking, sharing, subscribing, all of that good stuff. New episode of the podcast will be out tomorrow. Let's get into today's post. Okay, so the first way that you can recognize when you're living through the ego is arguments. If you feel the need to be right or to put someone in their place when you're arguing with them, this is a huge sign that you're living through the ego, because the spirit knows that, you know, people learn in their own time, it's fine. If they don't get it, you know their argument's flawed and you don't really need to pursue that. But the ego feels the need to check them and say, hey, know your place when you're talking to me, young person or old person, whoever the hell they are. This is a really big sign that something, this says more about you than it does that other person, if you feel the need to impose the fact that you're right on them. When you're living through the spirit, you just let it go. You say, hey, you know, you might not realize it right now, and that's cool, that's your journey. And that will save you a lot of headache as well, not arguing with people. I found that it's very much more peaceful way to live. So the second way to recognize if you're living through the ego is showing off. Now, if you feel the need to feel important because you're showing off material things or the fact that you've achieved something, you know, this is a clear sign that you are gratifying the ego, because the ego identifies itself through physical things or what people say about you, and it creates an identity from what is being said or from what is in the material world. So when the ego is thriving off attention, you really need to check yourself and say, you know, okay, that's fine, I'm getting praise for the things that I have done or the things I have, but that is encouraging separation, and separation is what the ego thrives off. We need to recognize that the living through spirit is knowing that it's okay to have material things and to have achieved things as long as they are fulfilling you without anyone else, without involving anyone else. And that's a huge distinction to make, and something that's really helped me in recognizing when I'm living through my ego rather than spirit. And the number three is opinions. So similarly, you know, if you are behaving in a way that caters to the opinion of other people, you know, whether it's your parents, your colleague, your friends, partners, whatever it is, you need to understand that the ego loves to feel safe and valued. And when other people tell you you've done something well or pat you on the back for something, the ego loves that because it's thriving off the attention. But the thing that we have to realize is that the only person's opinion that matters is ourselves. So we can cut out the middleman by, you know, not pleasing other people, and we can just please ourselves directly, because spirit knows how you see me has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with you. The next couple of points are pretty much identifying something similar, which is the ego thrives off separation. It thrives off the illusion of separation, to be more specific, because there is no separation. You know, we're all the same. The ego creates identities for itself based on things that it perceives as separation. So, I am this race, I am this skin color, I am this height, I am this attractiveness, I am the owner of this car, I am the job I have. You know, these are ways that the ego creates separation between itself and other people. And so, when we realize that, you know, it's not a bad thing to want to own material things. It only becomes an issue when the ego really identifies itself as the owner of those things and then begins to try and get validation from other people as the owner of those things. You know, it's not a bad thing for you to want to have more money or to have a better paying job or to want to be with someone you find more attractive. But it becomes a different story when we're doing those things with the intention of showing something off to other people. And this is a very clear sign that the ego is in control of our lives. It's a very clear sign that something is going wrong here. You know, this path never leads to fulfillment. The ego is always starving. It always wants more. It always wants more recognition, more sex, more money, more alcohol, more whatever it is. And that's because there's a deep void that the ego is trying to fill. Whereas when we come back to knowing who we truly are and we're being authentic, we see that the spirit knows that every question we ask, the answer is to be found within. Being inauthentic is so powerful for the ego, because anyone you come across, if you're living through the ego, most of the time you're not being your 100% authentic yourself. So when you meet others, and if you don't resonate with them, or if they reject you in some way, shape or form, the ego still feels safe because you've presented a fake persona, an artificial exterior that other person doesn't really resonate with. So the ego feels, oh, you know, it's fine, you didn't resonate with that fake version of me, so my true self didn't get rejected. But the spirit knows that being authentic is the key to finding the tribe that you will resonate with. So I want to just leave you with one quote which I really like, which is, feed the spirit but starve the ego. And I think this is really important to mention, because we can, in this society where we're encouraged to consume so much, it can be really easy to identify with you know, this ego that seems to be ruling your life sometimes. But just keeping yourself in check, checking yourself regularly, and looking at these signs can really help. If you want to read the full blog post, it's on spoonofconsciousness.com. And the next episode of the podcast will be live tomorrow. We'll talk about astral projection, breatharianism, and consciousness with Ryan Cropper, who's an amazing YouTuber. Definitely check out his channel. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.